Some survivors of the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida last February spent their summer at Camp Shine, a free arts therapy camp there. Jessica Bakeman from WLRN in Miami discovered that the people who created the camp studied theater and health in Baltimore.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we ready?
About a dozen teens are gathered around a microphone in the middle of a public school classroom. A few of the girls step up to record a chorus they wrote.
I can shine like a firefly in the night sky, in the sky tonight.
This is a songwriting workshop following a session of Camp Shine. The camp itself is therapy, disguised as music, theater, and art, so the sessions are confidential. The camp was held at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and later at a middle school next door, both in Parkland, Florida. But the glue that connected the people behind the scenes was Baltimore.
My name is Jane Bloom.
Jessica Ash.
I went to Baltimore School for the Arts.
I went to this amazing high school called Baltimore School for the Arts.
Angela Malley.
I am Emily Hilton.
I got my Master's of Public Health from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore.
Together at Johns Hopkins.
Very long story short, all of these sort of Baltimore pieces came together.
Annapolis native Jane Bloom was the co-director of Camp Shine. Bloom is a documentary filmmaker. She helped two Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students make a music video for a song they wrote after the shooting called Shine. She got help from her friend Megan Lopez, who graduated with her from Baltimore School for the Arts in 2000. Then they helped the students decide what to do with the proceeds from their song, and Camp Shine was born.
Baltimore is a city that for a long, long time has been affected by gun violence.
This is Bloom again.
And I think we all sort of felt like, oh my God, we can actually do something.
But first, they needed a therapist. Jessica Ash was in their high school class too. She hadn't seen Bloom in nearly two decades.
So Jane called me and was like, would you be able to come here and design a program about how to help heal and process with a community?
And what was your response?
You're kidding.
Ash is a drama therapist now living in New York City. She designed the curriculum for Camp Shine and worked directly with the kids.
They looked like shells. They looked like they weren't even in their body. And that's what trauma does. Trauma disconnects you from your body. Our job is to put everybody back together.
Angela Malley is a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas grad and was the camp's other co-director. She attended grad school at Johns Hopkins and still lives in Baltimore. She says the camp was intense, but also fun for students.
They do need to remember what it's like to be joyful, to have fun, to play, to smile, because a lot of them haven't in a really long time.
Malley recruited a former classmate at Hopkins to study the camp's effectiveness at treating post-traumatic stress. The early results are promising. After the first session of Camp Shine, the staff had a week off, and Jane Bloom was headed home. She hoped for a short break from the sorrow blanketing Parkland.
And then, boom, we're away and in our own backyard.
Five people had been killed in a shooting at her hometown newspaper, The Capital.
I suddenly felt like I had a tiny bit more understanding of what it must feel like for the parents and the kids who live this every day. Like, they can't leave and go home.
Bloom and the others returned for two more sessions of Camp Shine. They helped the students who survived the Parkland shooting process their trauma by creating art like this song. The details aren't final yet, but the foundation in charge is hoping Camp Shine will be back next summer, and so will the ladies from Baltimore. I'm Jessica Bakeman, reporting in Parkland, Florida for 88.1 WYPR.
In life with no more tears.